Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of tech topics and let the current of curiosity flow through the wires of your brain. I'm Alex, here to unpack the complex and make it accessible.
And I'm Jamie, ready to ask the questions you're probably thinking, with a healthy dose of humor to keep things interesting. Today we're getting into the nuts and bolts of IoT, or the Internet of Things. Alex, ready to enlighten us?
Absolutely, Jamie. IoT connects everyday objects to the internet, turning them into smart devices that collect and share data. It's like giving inanimate objects a voice and a brain, sort of like if your toaster started tweeting.
I'd follow my toaster if it had a Twitter account. But seriously, when did all this start? I mean, smart devices are everywhere now.
Well, the concept isn't new. The first internet-connected toaster made its debut back in 1990, but the scale today is massive. We're talking billions of devices, from smart thermostats in homes to sensors in industrial robots, and it's only growing.
Billions with a B? That's a lot of chatty devices. So how does it all work?
Think of IoT in three layers. First, you have the edge layer, which is where devices like sensors and actuators live. They gather data and sometimes process it right there.
Actuators? So sensors are the ears and actuators are the hands getting things done?
Exactly. Next up is the network layer, which is all about communication, getting the data from those devices to the cloud using protocols like MQTT for low bandwidth or CoAP for low power devices.
Protocols? So like the language devices use to gossip about us?
You could say that. And finally, the cloud or application layer, where all this data is stored, analyzed, and turned into something useful.
Like turning my lights off and on when I'm not home. Got it. But what about when things go wrong? I mean, with all these devices talking, it sounds like a security nightmare.
Spot on, Jamie. Security is a huge challenge. Weak passwords, unencrypted data, there are many vulnerabilities. That's why best practices include using strong encryption, regular updates, and keeping IoT devices on a separate network from your main IT systems.
So my smart fridge could be a backdoor for hackers? Yikes.
Potentially, yes. But with the right precautions, you can minimize the risks.
And what about all this data? How do you manage it without getting overwhelmed?
Great question. Scalability is key. You use message brokers and cloud-native tools to handle massive amounts of data and devices efficiently. And don't forget about edge computing, processing data locally to reduce latency.
Sounds like a juggling act. Keep everything in the air without dropping the ball, or data in this case.
Precisely. It's all about balance and smart architecture choices.
Before we wrap up, can you give us a real-world example of IoT in action?
Sure. Think about smart homes. Devices like Amazon Echo or Google Nest manage lighting, temperature, even security, all through IoT. Or in manufacturing, sensors predict when machines need maintenance before breaking down.
That's pretty cool. It's like we're living in the future.
We are, Jamie. And the future is about making intelligent connections, not just between devices, but also between data and decisions.
Wow. IoT really is changing the game. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives.
Until next time, keep your tech curiosity strong and your IoT devices secure.